I remember a few years ago I did preach on this this text in John chapter 5, and I spoke about the moving of the water, and I said the water is symbolized for five things. And it was a place of drinking, it was a place of cleansing, it was a sign of the blood, it was a place of the miraculous, and also the water was a sign of new beginning. And those who have not heard my testimony, I have one day while in Frimley, I was reading this chapter, and this to read this entire chapter, it takes about 5 minutes to read the chapter. And on that particular day, I kept on reading this chapter and reading and reading and reading and reading. And it took me about, I read the chapter about 10 hours that day, that same chapter. I kept on reading and reading and reading. And the same night, Jesus appeared in a dream and said, "What do you want?" And I said, "Lord, I want to be healed." And I used to have asthma, I used to depend upon the pump, and I used to take it four or five times a day. And that day I was miraculously healed. And God is the miracle worker, no matter what your situation might be, and God is the miracle worker. And I pray that the same anointing that healed me and delivered me and set me free is present in this meeting this morning. And I pray that God's going to do a miracle in your life, because He is the miracle worker. We find, why did Jesus feed the 5,000? There's only one simple answer, is because they were hungry. There's no other reason. So when you hunger and thirst for God, He will satisfy you. So whatever you're going through, there need to be a hunger and a thirst after righteousness, a thirst after truth, a thirst after more of God. And when you are in that place, God can demonstrate His power in your life. I said the pool of Bethesda, we find in the story, there was a pool in the story, and we find that here we find the blind, the lame, the cripple, we're in this place. It's like a hospital context. And but the pool of Bethesda was no ordinary place. Something divine, something supernatural took place a few times a year. We find that the Bible says that the angel of the Lord at a certain time went and stirred up the water, and whoever stepped in first of whatever sickness or disease they had, they were miraculously healed. And we find that God's favor and mercy was upon that place. There were three types of people: the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed. It is amazing how God, He demonstrates His power even to the sick, to the unworthy, the despised, the rejected, the brokenhearted. And the church is a place of the miraculous, demonstrating the power to the sick, to the unworthy, the despised, and the brokenhearted. It's the place where God transforms and saves lost sinners. And we find that the angel of the stirred up the water, and whoever stepped in first was miraculously healed. And whoever entered the pool, he was cleansed first, and he was miraculously healed by the power of God. And this place is a place of cleansing, where people are changed and transformed and renewed by the power of God. And it's a place that we learn more about God. It's where we've been taught the word of God, where we grow in our faith, and where we become nurtured. And we find that there is no move of the Holy Spirit unless there is a cleansing within our lives. And I believe that we need to be in an environment where God is moving. Here we find that God was moving at the pool of Bethesda, and this is why the people were gathered there. And we need to be in a place where God's Spirit is moving, where God's power is moving, where God's anointing is moving, where His presence is moving. When we are in that place, we can see we can experience the supernatural, we can experience the power of God being demonstrated as never before. We find that the pool of Bethesda was a chosen place that God chose to demonstrate His power. And I believe that God has chosen this ministry. He has chosen you for a special purpose and a special task where He can demonstrate your His power, where He can demonstrate His glory, where He can demonstrate His healing power in His life, where He can demonstrate provision and deliverance and restoration in your life. I believe that you are a channel that God wants to demonstrate. And just like Moses, he had a special place. He went up the mountain and experienced God. And just as the disciples on the day of Upper Room, they also had a special place even to meet with God. And that's where the power came. That's where the anointing came. That's where the presence of God came. It was a special place. And I believe that this man was at the right place at the right time. But nothing happened to him because he was too slow. When the Spirit of God was moving, when the power of God was moving, when the angel of God stared of the water, instead of sitting near the pool, his comfortable position made him hard to reach the pool so that he could receive his healing and deliverance and restoration. The man was sitting at the right place, but no healing came to him because he was not quick enough to move when God was moving. Several times he missed the opportunity. And suppose this angel of the Lord came 5 times a year. So 5 times 38, he for 38 years this man was sitting at this pool. So for those long period of time, he missed his opportunity. He missed his deliverance. He missed his healing. He missed the power of God being manifested in his life. And many times when God is moving, we cease to seize our opportunity. Instead of taking a step forward and believing God, we sit back and relax and wait for another time. Today I come to tell you, do not miss your God-given opportunity. Do not miss what God has in store for you. God has a purpose for you. God has a plan for you. God has a task for you. God wants to raise you up. God wants to heal you. God wants to deliver you. God wants to bless you. He wants to prosper you. He wants to lift you up. The position that you are in is not the position that God wants you to be. The man was sitting at the pool of Bethesda. He became comfortable and content. He made this place his permanent home. Everything he needed in this place was found, was provided for him. While he was in this place, he lacked nothing. And this is why this man was not interested in the move of God. He was looking for the benefits rather than the move of God, rather than the power of God. This man, he was not determined, because when the angel of the Lord stirred up the water, he was not quick enough to go into the water. We find that this man sitting in the pool of Bethesda, he was not prepared for change. After Jesus healed this man, he said to this man, go and sin no more. You thought this man sitting at the pool of Bethesda, a holy place, a place where God is moving, you thought this man, he could change his lifestyle and change his living. But the Bible said when Jesus healed this man, afterwards he healed him, he said to this man, go and sin no more. And remember this man, where he was sinning. He was just sitting at one place, sitting in his mat and sitting in his comfortable bed because he was paralyzed. He could not move. He was not willing to change his mind. He's not willing to change his thoughts. He's not willing to change his speech. He's not willing to change anything. Even in this condition, he was still living his old lifestyle. And sitting at the pool of Bethesda, he still lived his old style. Although he is in the holy place, he saw God moving. He was still not prepared to change. And the man sitting in the pool of Bethesda was waiting for someone to help him. Imagine this man was waiting for someone to help him, not 1 year or 2 years, for 38 years. This man could have learned his lesson. Not to put his trust in man, not to put his trust in people, not to put his trust in friends, but rather put his trust in Almighty God. Because every time the Bible said the angel of the Lord was moving, there was no man to help him put him in the pool. And this is what happens when you need them the most, they are not there to help you. Today we make the same mistake. Rather than trusting God, we're looking for man. We must stop trusting in man, looking for man, running after man, seeking man, wanting the approval of man rather than Almighty God. This man was waiting for 38 years and no help came to him. And that is why Jesus said, that is why the Bible says, David said, I lift mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. This man sitting at the pool of Bethesda, he did not know who Jesus was. Here we find that the Bible says he was waiting for someone to help him for 38 years. When Jesus comes to him and said, I want you to rise, get up and walk. And when the religious leader said, who is the man that made you well? The man said, I don't know. Imagine witnessing a great miracle in your life and you do not know who performed it. This man was looking for someone to help him. When Jesus comes and heals this man, he goes away quickly. And we find that this man, we see, wasn't a grateful person. He said to in the church today, when God does miracles in our lives, most of us still do not know him. We still do not experience him. We still do not have a relationship with him. So we're just coming for the healing and not for the healer. We're coming for the blessing, not for the one who blesses us. And we find, you think this man was sitting at the religious place, he could have some knowledge of God, but in this case he was not. He was just looking for his healing and he's just looking for his deliverance. When you look at and in this chapter, in verse number 8, Jesus says to this man something very important. He says to the man three things. I want you to arise, I want you to take up your bed, and I want you to walk. And today I believe that this scripture is for someone today. I want you to arise, I want you to take up your bed, and I want you to walk. I want you to arise, I want you to take your bed and walk. I want you to arise, I want you to take your bed, and I want you to walk. The word arise carried life and power and healing and transformation. Jesus was not telling this man to stand up physically. He was telling him to get out everything that kept him in bondage for 38 years. He was calling this man out of darkness. He was calling this man out of oppression. He was calling this man out of stagnation. He was calling this man out of fear and his hopelessness. Jesus wanted this man to leave his old season and step into the new life that he's purposed in your life. So he wants you to have a mentality within your mind to think that he wants you to arise. He wants you to arise in your mind. He wants you to have a new outlook. He wants you to believe that he's going to do something supernatural. Although you may not see the miracle, he wants you to arise. Physically, he wanted this man to get up within his thinking, with his mentality. I want you to see the power of God being manifested in his life. This command was arise was an invitation to move from limitation to purpose, from bondage to liberty, from despair to hope. This man has spent these years believing that nothing was going to change in his life. Because you're sitting in this place for 38 years, he thought nothing is going to change. And as long as we have the same mentality and the same thinking and the same purpose day after day and week after week, nothing will happen. So what Jesus is trying to say to you, he wants you to arise, see the power of God, see the healing, see the salvation, see deliverance, see victory, see God moving in this church, in your life, in your finances, in your health, in your home. He wants you to have this mentality in your life that God must arise in your life. That is why he said, let God arise and the enemies be scattered. But we see one encounter with Jesus changed everything. The place that had once defined this man could no longer keep this captive. So as long as you're thinking in your mind that this is how it's going to be, this is how it's going to be. But within your mind, you have to say, God, I want you to trust in you. I want the promises of God. I want the blessings of God. I want the favor of God. I want you to let me arise from my situation. I want you to lift me up. Many of us are like the people sitting at the pool of Bethesda. We have been stuck in the same place, stuck in the same place. This man was stuck for 38 years. He had no movement. He could not do anything, nothing. The only time he could move when people tried to help him from one position to the next. But really, this man was stuck. He was stuck in that place. And sometimes you feel like stuck in your life. You feel stuck in your finances, stuck in your health. You feel stuck with your children, stuck. You feel like stuck and you got no way of escape. And you feel like that this is like your story and this is going to be the end of your story. Many of us are trapped in fear, bitterness, rejection, disappointment, depression, and hopelessness. Others are stuck in cycles of sin, addiction, failures, and discouragement. And God is calling the church. He wants the church to rise from spiritual slumber and sleep. He's calling you to arise. He's saying to the man, I want you to get up. Because where he was, sleeping in the bed. Spiritually, he wants us to get up. He wants us to be quickened. He wants us to be alert. No matter what circumstances may look, what circumstances you're going through, God's word is still calling for you to arise. He's saying to you, arise. Now is the challenge for you to arise. Now is the time for you to take the step and walk. Do not allow your present condition to determine your future, and do not let your past failures become your identity. He said to the church, I want you to arise. He said to this man, I want you to arise. I want you to think that you are going to be healed, and you're going to be delivered, and you're going to have a new home, you're going to have a new future, and you're going to have a new life. You have to think within yourself and believe it and confess it. It may not happen in the natural. You must believe it in your heart. Because his word for you today, I want you to arise. I want you to be lifted up from your situation. The second thing this Jesus said to this man, I want you to take up your bed. Now, we need to understand the story. Jesus said to this man, I want you to take up your bed and walk. And while this man took up his bed and walked, Jesus made him to do something that was unlawful. Do you know that? Because it was a Sabbath day. And when he took up his bed and walked, Jesus put this man in trouble. The religious leader said to him, why are you carrying your bed? It's not lawful for you to carry your bed. That is why you see a lot of people, they would not rejoice in your success. When God's power come upon your life, people are happy when people are down. But when you come to the same level like them, they become threatened. Yeah, these religious people were happy to hand him handouts. But yeah, now it's because of his same level. Why are you doing something that is sinful? What is not lawful? You see, the power of God came upon this man. And God, he called him to arise and to do something that was not lawful for him to do on a Sabbath day. By him carrying the bed and walking, it was a proof that God miraculously and completely healed him and delivered this man. So everyone saw this man carrying his bed, what it was. It was a testimony. It was a witness. Do you know, for 38 years, his bed was carrying him? And now Jesus is saying, what was carrying him, you need to carry that. Now I want you to take up your bed and walk. I want you to carry your bed. And we see the power of God came upon this man. The anointing and the presence of God came upon this man to become a witness and a light and a testimony that the people will see the glory of God, even that he was once in darkness, he was once suffering with once being paralyzed for 38 years, once he was crippled, once he could not move, but here we see he's carrying his bed and walk. It was a testimony. His bed was a testimony that he was healed, he's delivered, and he's set free. Do you know this man was never separated from his bed? This was the only possession that he had. This was everything that he had. He only owned this bed. And that is why Jesus is trying to tell him, don't let possessions get hold of you. You must get hold of your possessions. You hold your possessions. You believe it. And you walk with it, with the glory and the power of God. We find when Jesus, when he died on the cross, the cross became his bed where he died for the sins of mankind. The cross, the bed of Jesus, is a symbol of the Christian hope. Because at the cross, he gives us new life, new hope, and a new future. And the Bible is calling us to take up the cross and follow Jesus. When we take up the cross and follow Jesus, we identify with Christ. We become living testimonies for the glory of God. These people will say that you belong to Jesus, you belong to Christ, you belong to Him. So He wants you to take up your bed and walk. So you become a witness, a testimony that this is what Jesus had done in my life. Without even preaching a sermon, his mouth became a testimony that the glory of God has been manifested in his life. The next thing, Jesus said to this man, walk. He said to this man, walk. Do you know this man never walked for how many years? For 38 years. And yet Jesus is saying him to do. You know what Jesus is saying him to do? I want you to do something that you have not done before. I want you to do something that you have not done before in your life. I want you to walk. This man had, he was paralyzed, he was lame. And when Jesus said that word to him, immediately he got up and began to walk as never before. And for the first time in his life, he saw the power. He walked in the miraculous, he walked in the supernatural. He had no therapy, supernatural strength came upon him, supernatural power came upon him, supernatural anointing came upon him, and supernatural presence of God came upon him. When the supernatural presence of God came, he began to walk in the power of God. And that is why we need the power of God to walk in the places that He has not called us, not to, where we have not walked before. Too many people of us who are walking the same place over and over. But He's calling you, He's calling me to walk where we never walked before. And do you know in the story, you know where the man walked first? He walked to the temple. He walked in the presence of God. Because that's where he knew the supernatural power of God is. So God is calling you to walk where you never walked before. He's calling the church to walk in the supernatural, to walk in the miraculous, to walk in the power of God. And we see that the glory of God, even to be manifested in our lives as never before. And yet we find this man, he could not walk. He was stuck in one place. But God called him to do something that he had not done before in his entire life. So the Holy Spirit is calling us to walk in places that we have not walked. Too many times we're just walking the same place over and over and over again. And that is why we don't see experience change. That is why we don't experience miracles. That is why we don't experience blessing. Because he wants you to walk in a place that you have not walked before. Do you know the Israelites, when they crossed over the Red Sea, They walked on dry ground. And they walked through the night. The Israelites crossed over the river Jordan when the river level was at the highest. The three Hebrew boys, you know, they walked in the midst of the fiery furnace. Daniel, he walked amongst the lions. Peter walked on the water. Do you know Moses, he walked, when he was 80 years of age, he walked on the mountain. Some say it's 3,755 steps. And do you know when he was 120, he walked on the same mountain again? Do you know, when you look at all these people walk, the Israelites walked on dry ground, the children of Israel walked in the to the river Jordan, the Daniel walking in the lion's den, Peter walking in the water, the three Hebrew boys walking in the fiery furnace. Do you know all these examples? They're very dangerous. It was not natural for them to walk. See, the problem with us, we only want to walk in safe places. But the Holy Spirit wants us to walk where He wants us to walk. See, He wants us to walk in the places that we have never walked before. Because this man, he never walked before. And God has chosen him. I want you to walk now. I want you to go down there, do this or do that. I want you to walk as never before. And there is places, even in Judges, even Joshua saying, in the book of Joshua, we find that Joshua even comes in chapter 18, he says, do you know there is much land for us to possess? When we look even this own community, how much land is there to possess? Leave the whole nation, leave the entire world. How much territory we need to possess? And there is much land for you and I to possess. We have not. That is why the giants have taken control, because we are not possessing the giants. When they went in the promised land, they walked where the giants was. They conquered the giants. The wall brought the walls of Jericho down by walking around that wall for 13 times. They began to walk. And that is why God is calling you to walk and demonstrate His power. Walk where you've not walked before. I know it's hard, I know it's difficult. But God, by His Holy Spirit, will give you the strength to walk. I know there was a man that was paralyzed, and but he had this urgency during the Easter. It was during the Easter time. He wanted to get baptized, and he just felt within his spirit that he wanted to go baptized. So it was difficult to get him in the pool and all those things. But he made his decision, this is what I want to do. And when the minister baptized him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the power of Jesus came upon that man in that pool and said, let me walk. So it's time for us to be strong, to be courageous. And let's start walking where God has called us to walk. Today, the word for you today, I want you to arise, child of God. I want you to arise. I want you to take up your walk, bed and walk. Be a living testimony. I want you to walk where you never walked before. You know where you need to walk. Nobody needs to say you that. You know what God has chosen you, God's called you. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit wants you to arise this morning. He wants you to arise this morning. He wants to lift you up this morning. He wants to demonstrate His power in your life. He wants you to have a new thinking. He wants you to renew your mind and know that He wants you to arise this morning. He has called me to arise. He has chosen you to arise this morning. He wants you to be a living testimony. He'll empower you and quicken you this morning so that we can take up the cross and follow Him. And He wants you to walk where you've never walked before. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever situation you're facing today, maybe just raise your hand and say, God, I want to rise this morning. I want to be a living testimony, and I want to experience the supernatural today. Just say, God, I want you to do a miracle in my life this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit, and thank you for the power of the Spirit of God. We worship you, Lord Jesus, and bless you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just praise you. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you that even this morning, we humble ourselves in your presence, O Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the miracle worker, Lord Jesus. And today we thank you, Lord, that you are the God of the supernatural, Lord Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for your word to your people this morning. And thank you, Lord, that you'll bless them in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that your glory will just be revealed. I pray, Lord, that even today for those who raise their hands, I pray, Lord, whatever situation they face, O God, that you'll make them arise, O God. You have given arise, shine, for the glory of the Lord has come, Lord Jesus. Arise, O God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that even today, Father, that you want us to rise. And even as when Lazarus was in the tomb, Lord Jesus, you said your brother will arise again, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you are the resurrection and you are the life, O God. And today we thank you, Lord Jesus, that even today people arise in this church, O God. Arise to the purposes, the calling, the destiny, Lord, that you have chosen and purpose in their lives, O God. I thank you, Father, that even today, Father, that your glory will just be revealed and your power will be manifested. I thank you, Father, that you'll rise, O God, that there'll be living testimonies, living miracles, O God. And I thank you, Father, that your glory and your power will just be manifested, O God, to say, this is what the Lord has done in my life, O God. And I pray that wherever wherever they go, there will be this living testimony, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray that the glory of God will just be revealed and your power will be manifested. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that even today, Father, that your Spirit, O God, is just going to make the people arise, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray that even today, Father, that even walk as where they never walked before, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that even as you've given the man the strength to walk, Lord, even as you heal this man to walk, Lord Jesus, I pray that you give the people strength to walk in the places that they have not walked before, Lord Jesus. It's not our strength, it's your strength in us that makes us walk in places that we have never walked before, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that even today, that whatever situation your people are facing, O God, let them walk in the supernatural, walk in the miraculous, walk in the power of God. And I pray that even today, that your healing power, your deliverance, your restoration, even to be manifested in the name of Jesus, because you are the miracle worker, God. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that even today, that even as your strength will be upon your people, Lord Jesus, and your power will just be manifested, that you bring complete healing and deliverance and restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that even today that this church will arise. And Lord, we pray that even today that you will fulfill your purpose, your calling in this church in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you will bless this church, O God. We pray that it will arise in this community, O God, will rise in this nation, O God. We pray that this church in Aldershot, O God, will be lifted up by the power of your Spirit in the name of Jesus. We pray that the church will be a living testimony, a living miracle, even in this community, that Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus delivers, Jesus sets free. I pray, Lord Jesus, that even today that you'll take the church places that they've not walked before in the name of Jesus. We pray they'll experience the supernatural and the power of God working in their hearts and their lives, O God. And today we pray, Lord Jesus, that even today that your glory will just be revealed, O God. We thank you, Father, that even today we hear the testimonies and the miracles, O God, that people will rise to a new level, Lord Jesus, taking up the bed and walking, O God. God, in the name of Jesus, your Son, we thank you, Father, that your glory will just be revealed and your power will be revealed. Bless this ministry and bless your people now, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. I pray, may God bless you and be with you. John 5 verse 8 says, arise, take up your bed and walk. God bless you.